Saturday's rainfall will help make this one of the wettest Octobers on record, according to the National Weather Service. The next rainiest October on record was 1972. Joining us now to talk about what this means for the region is Charlie Ester, a hydrologist with Salt River Project. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning.
So did the water fall in the right places to help mitigate, not saying get out of, but help mitigate or deal with the drought at some level?
Well, at this point, every bit of rain really does help a lot. Unfortunately, the heaviest rain from the last couple storms has really been in the Phoenix area. Now, the watershed has gotten quite a bit, mainly around Flagstaff and points south. But other parts of the watershed really have sort of missed out on this.
So is there any way that itself can be a positive beyond the fact that, you know, we obviously always need rain? I mean, is there any way to use that groundwater to way to maybe save some of what maybe isn't falling up near where the reservoirs are?
Well, certainly all this water really helps. And when you get heavy rain in the valley, it really reduces our demand for quite a while. And that, in essence, means that you don't have to release water from the dams. And while I didn't mean to say or make it sound like the watershed hasn't been getting anything, it's getting quite wet in places, and we are starting to see some measured amounts of runoff. And if this can keep up, it could be a good sign.
Well, is there any way to, I mean, obviously forecasters look at this quite a bit. I mean, is there any, and these, you know, the last couple of rains have come from specific storms, but is there anything in the forecast that suggests that the fact that we've had so much precipitation in October, does that mean anything going forward for the winter?
Well, yes and no. You mentioned in your intro that 1972 was the second wettest October. And the winter of 72-73 ended up being a very wet and snowy winter. So that's a good sign. But other record Octobers that are in the top 10, not so great the rest of the year. So it can go either way. On a positive side, we do have an El Nino that's brewing in the eastern tropical Pacific. That often brings wet weather to Arizona. Although 2 years ago, the great big El Nino did not.
Yeah.
So we're cautiously optimistic, but we are constantly planning for drought, and we're going to keep doing that until the rain proves us wrong.
So I guess in some sense, do you consider this almost, like, even if the rest of the El Nino is kind of a dud, I mean, you can say at least we had October?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I just told someone that this morning, that they can't take the rain away from us now that we've already gotten what we've gotten.
So where exactly, ideally, you know, if you are able to control the weather, which I assume at least at this point you do not have that ability yet, where in the state is it ideal for it to have the most precipitation to really help us, you know, feel the effects of it and not, you know, maybe have the biggest bang for the getting out of the drought buck?
That would be, or if I could control that, that would be wonderful. What I would like to see is a very long, cold, wet winter with lots and lots of snow piled up on the watershed from the Grand Canyon southeastward through Williams and Flagstaff and Payson and Sholo all the way into the White Mountains, and have it stay for a long, long time and melt off in March and April.
All right. Well, Charlie, if we figure out how to get you that power, we'll see what we can do for you. That's Charlie Ester, hydrologist with Salt River Project. Charlie, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.